White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs said the Obama administration was confident the Senate would pass the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. The document outlines nuclear arms policies as they relate to the U.S. and Russia. President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev signed it in April. Today, GOP senators railed against it.
It would seem short-sighted to think that as North Korea, Iran, and others work to acquire nuclear weapons capabilities, we could draw our arsenal down to zero.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he opposes the treaty for a number of reasons.
The New START treaty does nothing to significantly reduce the Russian Federation's stockpile of strategic arms, ignores the thousands of tactical weapons in the Russian arsenal, and contains an important concession linking missile defense to strategic arms. We had to rush this treaty, according to the logic of the administration, because it had become an important component in the effort to reset the bilateral relationship with the Russian Federation.
New START is an update on START 1, a 1991 treaty that expired over a year ago. Senate Republicans said the administration is trying to jam it through during the lame duck session, but Senator John Kerry snapped at the notion that Democrats were being hasty.
Just because you say something doesn't make it true. And our friends on the other side of the aisle seem to have a habit of repeating things that have been completely refuted by every fact that there is.
Kerry, who chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said the Senate took less time to pass START 1 nearly two decades ago.
Today marks our sixth day of debate on the new START treaty. That's a fact. 6 days of debate on the new START treaty. Now, they'll come to the floor and say, well, we had an intervening vote here or an intervening vote there. Sure, Mr. President, that's the way the United States Senate works, and that's the way it worked when they passed the first START treaty in 5 days. We're now spending more time on this treaty than we did on a far more complicated treaty at a far more complicated time.
Russia has said it will not accept an altered version of the treaty, but critics of the document proposed amendments upping the frequency of inspections, addressing tactical nuclear weapons, and raising the limit on deployed delivery systems from the proposed 700 to 720. Oklahoma Republican James Inhofe introduced the amendment that would increase the number of weapons inspections at Russian facilities. He said he thinks Russia would try to cheat.
If you look at the record of Russia, they don't tell us the truth. They agree to something, then they don't do it. And that's why verification, probably it may be the most significant frailty in this New START treaty that needs to be addressed.
John Kyle, a Republican from Arizona, said the restrictions outlined in the treaty are unfair given that the U.S. has a bigger arsenal as well as obligations to other countries.
They could actually build up to 700. We will have to bring down to 700. It's also not symmetrical because our obligations around the world are much more diverse than our Russia's obligation. Russia will be defending Russia. The United States has an understanding with 31 other countries that our nuclear umbrella is available to them for their nuclear deterrence as well.
But Delaware Senator Kay Hagan said not ratifying the treaty could cause trouble for U.S.-Russia relations.
Failure to ratify New START would send a negative signal to Russia that may cause them to not support our objectives with respect to dealing with the Iranian nuclear program.
67 Senate votes are needed to ratify a treaty. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.